another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Wind City's Tank! I'm Pete. To my left is Brent.
Hi.
How are you, Brent?
I feel like shit.
Let me turn you up a little bit.
Oh, you're going to want to hear this story.
I don't know which one is you.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, there we go. I found you.
It doesn't matter, man. It's Friday night. Friday night. Tank.
I had a work party that I just got done with where we got free booze.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Nice and lit up.
Had a few.
I just bought a 12-pack of Ice House up the street. Daddy's going to probably drink all of it before he leaves and drive home. I can't believe it. What's up? I'm going to break some laws.
Where are we?
I don't care. We're at the Metallica practice space. Also, the Torches Fires practice space.
That's right. And we're with the rest of Metallica that lives here. We're with Jim.
Jim, bass guitar.
Wow, that was the worst intro ever.
And Adam.
Adam, drums.
Oh, you didn't have to do that either.
I know, but people do it on the current local
show. Let's take it again.
Okay. Jim, real quick. For those who this is their first time listening, don't know what Metallica is, please explain.
Well, that's a funny question. See, Metallica is a concept combining two aspects of pop culture, this being Metallica and Gallagher, the 80s prop comic comedian. Uh-huh. See, what we do is we play Metallica music.
Go ahead.
And we smash stuff.
Sure.
Like Gallagher, the comedian.
For example.
Go ahead.
What would we smash?
We would smash watermelon.
Mm-hmm. And what else?
And cantaloupe.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Well, cheese.
We have smashed broccoli and cheese.
We haven't done cheese?
No. No, I think we have. We've done cottage cheese.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, me and Brent are Metallica. We're the hosts, and Jim and Adam are also Metallica. We have a show coming up on New Year's Eve.
We're doing one of years now, so this is actually a fucking big deal.
Yeah.
We stopped torturing Texas for 1 year. We had a stint there where we were playing in Texas more than we were playing here.
They just stopped paying us to go down there. Stop
putting us up. Said, hell no, keep it in town, baby. New Year's Eve, though, Triple Rock Social Club, motherfuckers. That's why you're all here. That's why we're all here.
Right. And if you really want to dive into more about Metallica, just listen to our last episode with Metallica. It's 30-something.
Nothing has changed since then, literally.
Right. We don't need to go into what the hell Metallica is. We just we're promoting the show. We got the Metallica guys here. We're going to do a show with them.
Don't forget that Pete and I will be hosting the show, too. So if you listen to the show and get offended by stuff that we say, that'll be a perfect time to go up and say, hey, well, I didn't like your thing you said about old people. Good, now I can punch you in person.
I will throw a grapefruit right in your eye.
And your fucking bad eye, too.
Yeah, not the one that you see out of.
No, the one that you
see. Or I mean the one you do see out of.
You guys should do like a complaint seminar on stage at the show.
Jim, like we don't ask you for ideas.
But that's actually not a bad one.
It's a $1 million idea.
Yeah, hey, is there anything now that we're in person and able to be physically harmed that you don't like about us? Let's talk about it.
Ooh, who are you talking to?
That was me talking to the crowd on New Year's Eve.
Oh,
see? Okay. Basically rubbing in Jim's face, that was a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm. But you said it was an awesome idea.
That wasn't me.
No, I wasn't listening.
So also, we'll have $20 Love and Torch the Spires on that show.
Yeah, which Adam and Jim are also in, Torch the Spires.
Basically, the four of us will be pulling triple fucking duty that night. I don't know where the third thing is for you guys, but kiss my butt.
We're doing a song and dance routine.
Jim, you're the worst fucking guest ever.
Jim...
I'm toning it down tonight.
Jim.
I totally forgot that we were doing this until like a half hour ago.
One other thing at the top of the show I want to mention. We are doing a t-shirt giveaway right now. Send an email to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'll enter you in a contest that goes till December 30th for 2010 for for a t-shirt. We have new t-shirts. They have the giraffe logo on them. You can visit the website if you want to see what they look like. And if you provide constructive criticism, we'll put you in there twice.
Boom. You know, let's say there's that girl. you always see at the bookstore.
Yeah.
Don't know how to approach her. She's kind of that Janine Garofalo, smart, kind of not quite a 10, but wears leggings and glasses. You don't know what to say to her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what am I going to mention? The fucking new Death Cab for Cutie album? Maybe they're not cool anymore. Who knows, right?
Who knows?
But you still want to kind of get in good with her. Hey, what's going on with this chick? Throw on a fucking Twin Cities Tank shirt. Let her come to you. Is that an elephant? Or wait, is that a giraffe in a tank with a helmet on?
Smoking a cigarette?
Are you interesting? Yes, I am interesting.
How interesting are you with a Twin Cities Tank shirt on?
That's what's going to happen. You're going to get that all over. All you, all the hot girls that you never had the balls to talk to are not going to talk to you.
Jim, serious question.
What up, dude?
If you're wearing a Twin Cities Tank shirt, how interesting do you appear to women?
If I was wearing one, I've never been in that scenario. However, I can only assume.
Oh, my God.
I can only assume.
Jim, yes and. Yes and. Do you know anything about improv?
What yes are you talking and. About? Yes
exactly.
And?
Adam, next question. You walk into a bar.
Okay.
You're picking somebody up. You're not there to drink.
Oh, that would never happen.
Okay, you're not.
These are horrible questions.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
You're not, ridiculous. You're not there to get fucked up. You're just there to maybe have a beer, give somebody a ride home.
Okay.
You walk in, you take off your jacket. You're wearing a Twin Cities Tank shirt. How many minutes before your penis is inside of something? And not your pants.
It wouldn't even be minutes. It'd be, a matter of seconds.
Clearly, what you've done here is set up some sort of gang rape scenario for women.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Jim! You go into a girl's house. You notice that her husband's not home. Hey, maybe this might be fun. She kind of seems a little crazy. You know, well, I can't really get a read on this chick. She goes in the bathroom to freshen up, powder her nose. You know, it's crumpled up next to her bed. There's a Twin Cities Tank t-shirt. Does that mean that A, it's going in her butt, or B, it's for sure going in her butt that night?
It's going in her butt and out of her...
out the front, and then you're going to jerk the rest of it off?
Yeah, because what that Twin Cities Tank shirt out of their bed, on the corner of her bed, kind of symbolizes is time travel. Mm-hmm. You fucked her so hard, you went back in time and left your shirt sitting on the bed, and you saw it later.
And then you jerked your own dick off out of her pussy?
Well, you kind of have to.
Pete.
Yeah?
Your parents are gone.
Word.
They're in Cancun.
Yeah.
Your neighbor comes over. She's going to go on vacation. She wants to see if you can forward her mail to her.
Mm-hmm.
She comes over. You're wearing nothing but a Twin Cities Tank shirt and a pair of work boots.
I like where this is going. Are they steel-toed work boots?
Fireman's hat backwards, though. So they, the long parts in the front.
Well, that's the only way to pimp it out. Are these steel-toed work boots?
No. They're cowboy work
boots. Just regular old ass
cowboys. They're cowboy work boots.
Okay.
She says, wow, I can see your penis.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yeah.
I say, yeah. Right. Interested?
But you notice that that's not what she cares about.
Mm-hmm.
All she cares about is your Twin Cities Tank shirt. Now you know that she's interested in you and not your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Marry her or not?
Well, if I'm put in that kind of a situation where she's not interested in my penis,
sure.
I don't know that I'm really interested in her.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, the shirt is great and all.
Adam.
And, whoa.
Oh. He's not done.
Sorry.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Don't fucking cock block me like this. I'm talking to this chick.
Got it.
She's only interested in my shirt and not my dick.
Yep.
Maybe I put the shirt on my dick.
Maybe the shirt becomes your dick. Maybe you only fuck her with the shirt from now on.
Brent.
Yeah.
You're divorced.
Okay.
You're very lonely. A 30-year-old woman shows up at your door.
Sure.
Very hot.
Good.
Very big, very large breasts.
I mean,
very, very much what you're into.
Mm-hmm.
Nice ass.
Good.
Right?
Is she clean?
Very clean.
Okay.
Very, very clean.
Okay.
Just douched.
Good. Front and back.
Front and back.
And her mouth.
Cleaned out her anus,
good.
Her mouth, brushed her teeth.
Good. She swabbed
her
eyes with Q-tips.
She's clean for you.
Good.
You're wearing a jock strap with the Twin Cities Tank logo on it.
Got it.
And you've got a super soaker, two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're ripped like a son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And
so far, this is all true.
Yeah. What happens? I mean,
as a bystander, what I would do if I were you is I would call Guinness.
Guinness.
The world record.
Oh, people, I was saying, just talking about the beer guys.
And I would say, do you want to see a hard-on bust through a jock strip? And my dick would come shooting out through the nut cup part.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I've destroyed the Twin Cities Tank logo, which maybe be my only in with this chick. She's really hot, right?
Right, yeah. At that point, when you bust through the Twin Cities Tank logo sure. on your dick, mm-hmm. it just happens that she takes off her sweater.
Go ahead.
And she's got a skin-tight Twin Cities Tank shirt on.
Okay, at that point.
And
at
her
that
boobs
point,
are just protruding
right.
out.
Right. At that point, I don't even waste time getting the cum out of my dick. I just put my balls in her vagina.
Okay.
Slice them open.
All right.
Make little Twin Cities Tank babies.
Yeah. So imagine this is you, listening audience,
mm-hmm.
and that you are wearing one of these shirts. And
this could all be yours.
Yeah.
This could all be yours.
Your penis could be decorated with vag juice.
Yeah. Yeah. And your balls could be inside out inside of someone's vagina.
Uh-huh. This calls for a song, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Let's play a Kuna Noon song. They have a CD release party in January. We're going to play one. Here
it
is.
If that trash starts on fire, I'm leaving.
Good. We'll be right back. there was Kuna Noon. So last week we introduced a whole bunch of new segments. We're going to try a whole bunch more.
Yeah, I feel like a couple of them might be coming back.
Yeah, bring them back.
Had a good time. We're going to try out some new ones today with more people. Because, you know, Pete, you're a funny guy.
Okay,
I like you.
All right.
One of my best friends in my life.
Hmm.
But maybe these jokes need more seasoning, more people on them.
Mm-hmm.
These segments. So we're going to try it with Jim and Adam.
Okay.
Spice. And Matt. Matt just showed up too. So we're going to.
Well, Matt's our web guy. He just showed up. Hi, Matt. Matt said hello.
Hello.
There you
Matt,
go.
Shut the fuck up.
I'll
tell you when to talk. You fucking maniac. Okay. Let's start easy.
Okay.
This one, this segment is called If They'd Lived. Okay. I'm going to give each of you a celebrity and you synopsize what would have happened if they had lived. Okay. Adam, you're going first.
All right.
Jimi Hendrix. Synopsize the last 20 years of his life, had he lived.
Well, he wrote a children's book and just stopped playing music altogether.
What was it called?
It was called Why My Parents Died.
Wow.
While I was on mescaline.
Unbelievable.
That's a crazy children's book.
Yeah, well, you know, they're...
It seems unrelatable.
Kids are more mature these days.
True, that is true, yeah.
They grow up so fast, don't they, Brent?
I don't care about kids.
All right.
Well, I mean, so he stops playing music?
Altogether, yeah.
The He's greatest guitar player book. In the world just says, fucking him out.
Yeah.
And it's not, did something happen?
No, no.
Just a personal decision.
He was just done with it.
Yeah. Did all he could do.
Disenfranchised.
Yeah, yeah. He
became estranged. And
it's like me with NHL 2010. Like, there's nothing more I can do with it.
Anyways.
Very good.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Corey Haim. Corey Haim passed away this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's not a lot left that he could have done, but let's just say...
But you know what? He it was due for him.
He was turning the corner.
Absolutely.
So Corey Haim...
You think that he was just around to making a giant comeback?
Absolutely. He was doing those reality shows on VH1, and that was going to be the first episode.
Forecast into 2015, Corey Haim.
Corey Haim will star with Leonardo DiCaprio in a remake of Godzilla 1985.
That sounds like a weird role for Leo.
No. Leo would be the news reporter that comes and actually has to fight Godzilla because what
problem.
They do...
Hold on, we've got a problem already.
Okay.
The eyes
of Corey Haim?
No, of Leo.
Okay.
They're too round.
No, it's going to...
Oh,
1985. It's in New York, yeah. They did a Godzilla movie, Godzilla 1985, and it was set in New York, and I actually... It was horrible reviews by Godzilla fans.
Stick to the Corey Haim.
Anyway, so...
Subplot.
Exactly. That's what I was going to explain. Now, what Leonardo DiCaprio is the reporter... And Corey Haim is the scientist that actually creates a device that shrinks Godzilla into human size.
Now, what is Corey? How does he get the acting chops to pull this off? And how does he get into the movie in the first place?
Well, we're fast forwarding to 2015.
Right.
You know, he's got a lot of roles.
Are you saying that Corey Haim's going up, Leo's coming down, they're meeting in the middle?
No. Leo's going to be on top, and Corey Haim's going to be there with him.
Wow. Who did they have to leapfrog for this part?
Kate Winslet. Angelina Jolie.
That's probably happened. A lot of people are like, what? We can't get Kate Winslet. Fuck. Call up Corey Haim.
Absolutely.
Shit.
And there's a long, passionate love sequence between Leonardo DiCaprio and Corey Haim. Because in 2015, gay sex is going to be very accepted, especially in mainstream cinema.
Now,
absolutely.
Stop being such a hate.
But no, we're talking very, very physical.
Full pen.
Absolutely.
Blood.
Full penetrate. Oh, fuck, dude. It's going to be off the hook. And that's going to bring the edginess back to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And Corey Haim's going to be on top of that
Corey
trend.
Haim saves Hollywood.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Unbelievable. There we go.
Wow.
There we are.
That's called If They'd Lived.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Follow that one up.
This next segment is called Run On Sentence. This involves everyone. Okay? I'm going to start with a word. And we're going to go... counterclockwise, which would go Jim, Matt, Adam, Pete.
Okay. I believe that's clockwise.
That's clockwise. What'd I say?
You said counterclockwise.
I just was thinking,
anti-clockwise.
I was thinking about bears. Now I'm going to say a sentence. We're going to see if we can... I'm going to say a word.
One
You're
going
to build on this.
Okay.
This is kind of an exercise to see how well we know each other.
Sure.
And we're going to try and keep it running as long as we can.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, if somebody could write this down, Pete.
I'm not writing
That's
anything.
Fast writing.
Yeah, I'm not going to write all this.
It'll be recorded.
Maybe we could record it.
Maybe we could. Maybe we could record our podcast.
Okay. This is called Run On Sentence with Metallica and Matt.
And Matt. He's our buddy.
Is Matt going to join in?
Yes. Yeah.
Jim, just put your microphone.
I'll be the microphone associate.
Okay, we're going to start this off with a noun. I'm going to go with fruit. You're going to fucking find out what a noun is. Fist. Okay, we're going to go fruit.
Granola.
Punch.
Babies.
I thought we were
we are going to make a sentence. We're trying to make sense out of this, you guys.
Oh, it makes sense.
Fruit, yeah. Granola,
punch. Okay. What's going on, Jim?
I was just
you're in the on deck, so we're going to try again. I'll start easier.
Yeah.
Today
is
my
birthday.
Forever.
Thanks.
Yous.
Guys.
Suck.
Way big. Oops.
And that was called run-on sentence. We'll try it again. We'll tell you what. We'll do another one.
Let's do one more.
You want to do it one more?
Let's go for it again.
Let's start with Adam.
I'm only going to use one word this time.
Maybe not way big as a word.
Way big.
Okay, Adam.
Butts
are
full
of
men
today
because
I
can
find
shoes
for
my
grandma.
Underwear.
That Matt, you just wore the speed bump. So butts are full of men today on my birthday because something about grandma's?
God, in men's butts, I find shoes for my grandma's underwear.
Sure. I'm sure it's recorded somewhere.
Delta 5.
Okay. Good job, guys. That was fun.
Yeah, great.
That was a nice way little improv exercise.
That's a seal.
That'll make sense at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is called I'm not racist, and that's in what are these things?
Those quotation. Are quotation marks.
Quotation marks. It's called I'm not racist. This is where, you know, everyone, like when somebody accuses someone of being racist, they always say, dude, my fucking best friends are black. Or they say, like, my mom is dating a black guy, which is in no way makes you not racist. We're going to come up with new ways to get out of someone calling you racist. So let's say, here's the scenario. Adam, you're fucking your couch vigorously.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You're just fucking, and in the heat of the moment, your butt your butt hits your phone. Your phone calls 911. And you're screaming into the phone. And you're screaming, fuck you fucking stupid gook, or whatever. You know, whatever. Because you're he's a passionate lovemaker.
That's what he does.
So he's just screaming racial slurs at his couch. Right? And the cops come in like, whoa, what's with all that fucking hate speech, man? Right?
Sure.
So now the cops are like, well, why you gotta always be so racist? Now, how do you get out of that? How do you tell them that you're not racist?
Oh, man. Well, first off, I'd probably talk about how, you know, I've had numerous sexual encounters with black and other colored couches. And, you know, everything was fine.
Brown couches?
Brown couches, yellow couches, yeah, black couches, red couches, yeah, the whole variety. I mean, I'm kind of out there with that shit. But, okay. You know, so I would just basically let him down with that. You know, just say, it's cool, because man. You know, I've done this numerous times in these different
scenarios. But hold on, though. I found a chink in your armor. Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's called a pun. Maybe you're one of those guys that just hate fucks everything. Maybe you're like a David Duke kind of guy that just fucking rails black chicks because he's such a
David Duke rails black chicks.
In who's my David world, he Duke? Does. He used to be a Grand Wizard of the KKK.
Who's David Duke? Okay. Come on.
So let's say they're like, well, what if you're just fucking banging these couches to take advantage of them? What if you're just banging a black couch because you want to take out all your fucking racist bigotry on the fucking black couch?
Why else wouldn't you fucking forcefully fuck a couch if you weren't going to take advantage of it?
Well, that's fine.
But I mean,
you know what? At this point, you're already under arrest. So, Jim!
That's where you get tased.
Yes, sir. You go to your aunt and uncle's house. It's a family reunion. Oh. Not for you, but for somebody, like, maybe somebody on, like, one of their other relatives or something.
Okay.
Right? There's a jar of lemonade. Jar? A cask? What do you keep lemonade in? Pitcher. Pitcher of lemonade.
Sure.
A jug of milk. Bag of milk, and then a big thing of Kool-Aid, right? And then, like, there's a bunch of little kids around, right? And there's one black guy, right? So you're looking through the fridge. Everyone's like, I'm thirsty, Uncle Jim. I'm thirsty. Feed me. And you're like, okay. And
picture
then
a Sunny D commercial.
Right. And you go, and you go, oh, I know what you want. And when you say that, all the kids, like they saw a dog and ran out of the room and it was just you and the black guy. And you're like, I know what you want. You pulled out the Kool-Aid and gave it to him. And he was like, you goddamn motherfucker. How do you get out of that and be like, dude, I'm not racist. What would you say?
I would say this Kool-Aid spiked with LSD, and you seem like a pretty cool guy, I'd like a chill and trip with.
Nice.
So I think we should take this LSD, go up to the attic, play a little Super Mario 2, and see what happens from there.
Let me ask you this. What happens when he finds out it's not laced with LSD?
I'll lace it with LSD.
you bring that shit with you everywhere?
Yeah.
That's why that Jim
he's got some right now.
Always has LSD.
Or I'll pretend I'm tripping.
To protect himself from threats of racism.
Yeah.
Right.
Or I'll pretend I'm tripping balls, and when he's not tripping, he'll be like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, dude, you are hardcore.
Like, what does it not work for you? Because I'm so unracist? Is that why it's not?
No, I'll be like, dude, you are hardcore. You can take this fucking LSD and not feel a goddamn thing.
He's going to be like, hardcore. Cool.
He's going to be like,
you are hardcore. You can take this white ass dick. It's fucking.
I got my white dick.
That's called shit. I'm not racist. That's good job, guys.
Thank you.
Why don't you do one more, then we'll do bang on another song.
Sure.
Let's do. We'll do the. This is called the 11th commandment. Okay.
All right.
So let's say that there is such thing as a Jesus.
Let's pretend for a second.
Right, let's
Jesus
put on our
fish.
Thinking.
Matt is upset.
Take off the thinking.
We've offended him with our religious talk.
Okay. Let's say Jesus is like, oh, fuck. There's only... Jim, pay attention.
I'm trying to...
There's only enough room on these fucking tablets for 10, right? Shit. And obviously, these are really fucking important things that I need to tell people. But I only have enough room to chisel 10 things on these goddamn tablets. But I have 11 things that I want to say. Right? This is God, Jesus, whatever the fuck that hellhole's name is.
Allah.
So he needs to tell, he has to let one thing go, just for spatial relationship reasons, right? What do you think is the 11th thing that he didn't get to scroll on the tablets that he wanted to tell Earth, but he didn't have room for? And this is, granted, this is to make the world a better place.
Oh, something about women being, you know, subhuman.
Sure.
Kind of
that's very
immoralizing the female gender of some sort.
Put it in your
so
words. How would
are you
word
saying
it?
That he's against that or for it?
Oh, he's for it.
So he's for the demoralization
the subjugation of women. Is
okay. Bitches are fucked.
Wow.
Bitches are fucked is the 11th
so he says,
commandment.
Thou shalt absolutely not have other graven images, all that bullshit. Then he goes, and also, as long as I got you all here, bitches are fucked.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's good.
And do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Good. Adam? We got Moses up there. He's giving the Sermon on the Mount, acting like a fucking...
Wasn't that Abraham?
Hotshot? Hell no.
No, it was Moses.
Read the Bible, you piece of crap.
I don't read the Bible.
So he's up there acting like a goddamn blowhard, spouting off at the fucking lip. And then he's like, oh, and also, there's one other thing.
Oh,
but
crap, everything I'm saying is so important.
They're listening
God
to
told
everything
it to me.
I say.
God.
Every word I say. It's important.
God told me to tell you this. It's important.
Yeah, no good. Okay, so he's up there, basically, he's name-dropping God like a fucking asshole. But there's one thing that he can't, and his memory is for shit, by the way. He drinks a lot of wine. He's kind of old.
Okay.
Can't remember the last one.
His beard is falling out.
His beard's falling out because he's got fucking forehead cancer. He's got one thing on the brain, but he can't remember what it is. What do you think that last thing is that he forgot to say? To tell the world. He wanted to tell. That God wanted to tell the world. But Moses didn't have the fucking
to make
intestinal
society a better place.
Hey, Moses, why don't you use the back of the fucking tablet, you weirdo? You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do that. Pete?
We do that with paper nowadays.
God damn it. We go green. I don't see why they can't.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it, Adam? The 11th commandment.
Thou shalt not...
Listen to Rage Against the Machine?
No, they're actually pretty cool.
And with that... No,
that's
no.
It, yeah. That's...
Okay, no. Let's give you a shot.
Thou shalt not listen to any of the other 10 commandments.
Oh,
the other...
see?
Oh, an addendum.
So the 11th commandment is, hey, just kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you guys buy
not...
any of this shit? So, Jim thinks that we should...
Use my name in
corral.
Vain, goddammit.
It's hilarious. And hey, if you get a chance,
I find it very hilarious when people use my name in vain.
Hey, and if you're bored, fuck with your parents. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Have your mom wake up to you fucking her in the nose.
I love that raping's not in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's socially acceptable.
No, I'm saying it like genuinely. I love that. Raping's not in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the 11th commandment. I know. Let's go to a song. Pete, you got anything lined up?
I do. This is called The Beer Song by The Serfs.
Oh, I like The Serfs.
Don't go anywhere. Twin Cities Tank will be back in 37 seconds. For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
NCPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. Okay, let's finish this off. We got a few more segments.
Yeah, we got a few more. I think these. You guys are doing good. Actually happy with your contributions.
Mm-hmm.
This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is called Alien Sacrifice.
Ooh.
This is where this applies to just this room right now. Aliens are coming to fucking Earth. Get nervous. This shit is not going to end well. Aliens are coming, you guys.
So holy shit!
They're pissed off aliens?
They're definitely hostile.
Okay.
Actually, studies have shown that an advanced civilization with the technology would not necessarily be hostile to...
What are you, Carl Sagan or something?
Yeah, and if you were, I would fucking come over there and be like, Carl Sagan, all of your cool things you used to say have now turned into dumb shit Jim says. This is called Alien Sacrifice, where the aliens come down, and they can speak English. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But they need to take one of us in this room back with them. Okay?
Okay.
Each person gets to decide who in this room is going back to fucking hell or space, whatever you want to call it.
Can I ask what happens in space?
That's the unknown.
Completely unknown.
Well, you're not going to see that person ever again. It's like they're dying.
But they will know.
The aliens?
Well, they will know after they leave.
Yeah,
right?
They'll know that their friend sold them up the fucking river.
Sure.
In space. The space river. What? So this is might get a little hostile, but everyone's got to be honest on this one. So we're going to go around the room. This includes you, Matt. We're going to go around the room, and we're going to start some shit. And everyone's going to say who they vote off this earth. Jim, you go first.
Actually, I'd probably volunteer. I think it'd be kind of interesting.
gayest answer ever.
Of course
Matt?
You would.
Yeah, way to cop out.
Kind of fun.
Dumb shit.
Well, I just saw Yogi in 3D, and so I've pretty much seen everything on the planet. So I think I would.
You saw that?
In 3, I mean.
Oh, the Yogi Bear movie?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I don't know. I didn't see that. That was on the internet.
You didn't actually see it, did you?
No, but I saw this alternate ending on the internet where they reenacted that movie with Brad Pitt and he was Jesse James and shit. And you know what I'm talking about?
Right. The assassination.
Yeah,
Jesse
the very ending.
James by the coward.
Yeah, but they had instead they had Boo Boo actually kill Yogi the same way they did in the end of that movie.
So, God, Hollywood is so fucking bored.
Yeah. Well, what else
do they just sit around and fucking like prank call each other and do nothing anymore?
So, was that an answer to the question? Or
yeah, I would. Well, I've already seen everything in the world has to offer because I've seen Yogi in 3D. So,
right. So there's nothing else for you to do. So you're volunteering yourself.
Yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
So you got two pussies. Adam.
You got two.
Two patriots.
And this is not because I hate anybody, but I would personally send you Brent.
Okay. And why?
Why? Well, it's either going to turn to. You're going to make them a lot radder. And,
okay, I like this answer so far.
A funnier, like a...
Moving on. Pete?
Oh, I had a lot more.
No. Okay, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Finish it up.
Actually, I'm done.
Finish it up.
No, it gets bad.
Allow him to kiss your ass a little
Adam,
more.
Adam, finish it up.
Or else it could go completely for the worst because you would be like the complete dichotomy of anything that they have there. And
so like,
like their antichrist sort of deal.
If they were basing their entire opinion on whether Earthlings are worthy of living on me...
Yeah.
Do you think they would... Do you think they'd go with yes?
I think they'd be all right with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I'm not going to pick you now. Pete? Okay.
Yes. Can I do a tandem answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to send Jim and Matt because they both were so selfless that they didn't want to send anybody else. So I'm going to just go along with them and say... Fuck you guys.
No, I'm in.
Fuck off this planet if you want to leave so goddamn
But maybe what
bad.
They'll do is they'll fucking tear Jim apart limb from limb and then just use Matt for spare parts.
Well, that's a choice that Jim has made.
Mm-hmm. Or I will become their new god. Goddamn know that's going to happen.
I think Matt and Jim are actually both aliens.
Right.
And it's just a ploy. Like,
maybe they're the ones sending coordinates to, like, where to land and shit.
Yeah.
Like, why would they land
and talk about that shit?
Jim doesn't even know anything about coordinates.
I know about coordinates.
Okay,
fucking
where
latitude.
Are we right now?
Fucking longitude.
Where are we?
Fucking prime meridian bullshit.
Pull out your GPS and tell us where we are right now.
My GPS is my dick.
Yeah. And your aliens will use it to suck and kill.
The second thing was, have you at least heard of condoms before? I would have to.
You have never shaved your pubes, have you?
Wow.
Never grew pubes.
Did you sprinkle like those crabs in there?
What is the first thing your mom said to your dad?
that's a nice Twin Cities tank
Gold.
Shirt. I was going to pick Adam. Specifically because you're the oldest.
Okay.
And the wisest.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because the rest of us haven't had the chance to live the extra year that you have. That was just right simply on. A mathematical reason. But then you said some really nice things about me, and now I have to switch my answer to Jim, because that's just pure venom.
Because I will become their new god with my GPS dick.
Jim, if you become their new god...
Jim, if you would shave your pubes, they might...
You have to grow pubes in order to shave them.
What's wrong with your pubes?
I have no body hair at all.
What?
Yeah, you do.
Just kidding. Yeah, I do.
What a weird thing to declare.
Jim, yes and. Come on.
I was in the middle of smoking and drinking at the same time. You can't.
By the way, thanks for fucking hotboxing me in here, you free show.
He's smoking. He's smoking.
We're all smoking. Oh, God. All
right, so apparently Matt and Jim are going to fucking
outer
space.
You can open the door, by the way.
I don't know. Keep it closed. This is fun. Seriously, keep it closed. Can't have people hearing this shit. This one is... See, these are too close together. I should have fucking split these up better. We'll do this back-to-back, but it'll be fun. This is called New Stereotypes.
Uh-huh.
And this, obviously, this is pretty self-explanatory. We're like... Is it Tory or Terry? Is it self-explanatory? You're saying Tory?
I don't know.
Self-explanatory.
Okay. Whatever. I just want to be fucking dramatically...
I like planetary.
I say Tory, too.
Because it deals with planets and how I'm an alien god.
Okay, well, we're all familiar with the 21st century stereotypes. I don't have to go over them because Jim said most of them already. But maybe we need some new ones, okay? Maybe like Ethiopians glow in the dark. Or, like, fucking people from Sweden can fucking read minds or something. And there's some, I think there's some cultures that don't get picked on as much. So we need to make up new stereotypes. They don't have to be negative, per se. Like, you know, you can say, like, British people have big, fat teeth. Like, that's to just do. Just have bad dental plans. It's not their fault. It's society's fault.
It's genetics.
So I'm going to bark out a country, and you guys tell me what a good stereotype about them could be, okay? I'm getting a text message. It's going to fucking be nice here in a second. Okay, new stereotypes. Let's go with first one. Jim!
Yes, sir.
Alien God.
Alien
Belarus.
God.
Belarus.
Belarus. They have giant fucking uvulas. Fucking
dude, that
huge,
is
dude.
Pretty true, though.
No, it is. News. They open their mouth to fucking talk. They're fucking dangling and shit like that. It's like a
does it sound like this, Jim?
It's like a fucking third tongue.
Like, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm from Belarus.
How they survive for so many centuries is fucking
how they
me.
Survive for so many years. To the 80s.
God bless them. God bless them.
Mm-hmm. Matt, you want to take one?
Mm-hmm.
Canada.
Canada?
Christ.
Canadians grow fingernails longer than anyone else.
Yeah? Is that a compliment or are you fucking...
I don't know. I just thought of something.
Just stating a fact?
Yeah.
Long fingernails, those assholes.
No, they grow them faster than anybody
else. Oh, they grow them faster and harder?
So there was like some kind of competition.
Yeah. That's why Cat Scratch Fever was such a hit up there.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's got to be true.
Yeah. I read it on the internet yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Canadian internet?
Well, yeah. They have a way different one.
So we found out today that Finnish people are cranky. The fucking Canucks have long fingernails. And they grow fast and hard. And Belarus people have weird uvulas. Big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking giant, dude. Have
Pete?
You seen him?
Yes.
You ever, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You ever been to Spain?
I have not.
You ever noticed any cultural observations about Spain?
Well, this Spanish woman came into my life at one point.
Go ahead.
Very, very wet pussy.
Mm. Now, was that a Spain thing or was that a...
No, strictly a Spain thing. Okay. It's all the beans that they eat.
So they're
and the fact beans. That they sleep during the day, it gets them really wet.
So Spaniards sleep all day just getting their pussies lubed up for us.
Right, they might as well be wearing plastic underwear.
If you took a Spanish lady, mm-hmm. okay, just hear mm-hmm. me out, and you put her on a hill about a 45-degree angle, mm-hmm. We'll just say 24-degree angle,
yeah,
and rolled out a tarp under her, had her sit on one end and rolled the tarp out on the other end,
mm-hmm.
maybe like 2 days, just let her sleep, Rip Van Winkle style.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be feasibly used as a slip and slide then?
It would be used more as, remember when like MacGyver would be stuck on a desert island and he would have to find out a way to trap water?
Sure.
It kind of be like that. It's how they...
Is it viscous? Is it thick?
No.
The beans make it much more
No, the
diluted.
Beans purify it, and it becomes like ultra-pure drinking water for them.
Okay.
And so if you were to bundle up the end like that, you could bottle it and sell it as
tonic water.
Let's mm-hmm. say Stanley Cup playoffs,
mm-hmm.
Sidney Crosby. It's on a breakaway.
The Spanish person could easily fill up the Stanley Cup.
You're not going to listen to what I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying.
Listen to me. He's on a breakaway.
Okay.
He gets tripped.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets a penalty shot.
You know, the ice in hockey.
Hold on.
They actually use Spanish people's pussy water.
I've seen ice be made before.
But
listen to me.
The Zambonis are spreading.
Sidney Crosby. He gets a penalty shot. He's got like a minute to cool down. He's parched.
Yeah.
Could he feasibly go over to the bench and get a big bottle of Spanish pussy water?
To drink?
Right.
Yeah.
And that would calm him the fuck down?
Right, yeah. I mean, if you can, whatever you use to Zamboni the ice,
wow.
Which is what they use.
Right. Spanish pussy juice.
Yes.
Wow.
That's how wet they are.
We are very cultural here at the Twin Cities Tank today.
Yeah, yeah.
This is awesome. Good for you
guys.
So,
Brent.
Yeah.
How about, have you ever been to Greenland?
No, I'd love to go sometime.
Oh, well, tell me about the Greenland people you've met.
The Greenland people? This is going to freak you out because I know you've seen them do some fucked up shit. People from Greenland have no feelings. They literally are incapable of feeling fear, pain, hunger.
Like robots, empathy.
Not even like robots. Robots can actually have like an on and off.
So when you say feeling, you mean like physical pain feeling?
They have no neurons in their brain.
So if you start them on fire, are they going to feel it?
They'll probably just take a fucking cricket bat and start taking a practice swing, like Johnny Carson. People from Greenland, literally, that's why people never go to war with Greenland. You ever heard of Greenland? Remember the Great War of Greenland? Of course not. It never happened because you can't hurt them.
I thought the entire island was made of napalm.
Sure.
Which is why.
Yeah, that's what they eat. But they don't really need to eat because they don't feel hungry ever. And they never have sex because it doesn't even, like, that actually feels bad to them. Like, having sex.
Sure.
Like, if that did spark one emotion, it would just be boredom out of them.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I'm right here.
Hey, man.
Eyes to eyes.
I think that was the first elongated piece of dead air that you and I have ever caused, and it was during a stare down. You guys want to do the last one?
Yes, let's Rocket House. Rocket House.
Let's Rocket House.
Let's get a Rocket House.
Let's all pack up our shit and move into a Rocket House. A lot of role playing here tonight.
Moon!
Okay.
Fucking moon.
You know, we spend a lot of time saying negative things on this show. About each other, about other people, about bands, about movies.
Fuck you.
Right. Things like that, exactly. But sometimes, this time of year especially, this season, might be nice to kind of get a change of pace around here. This next segment should get some of that out of us. A little bit of that holiday spirit out of all of us. This next segment is called Say Something Nice About Hitler. Jim?
Well, Well, let's see. Eva Braun was kind of hot. I'd do her.
So by complimenting his mistress and possibly his murderer, we're...
I don't think Eva Braun didn't murder Hitler.
You don't know that.
Well, there were testimonies from various people who were in the bunker.
You know a little too much about Nazis, Jim. Is there something you want to tell us?
Actually, the History Channel. Past couple days, have had a very... It's been like Hitler Week. So yes,
every week is
Hitler
week. All right, now say something nice about the man.
Shark Week and Hitler Week.
Say something nice about Hitler directly.
I'd do his fucking wife. Oh, directly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well,
the man's gotten a lot of shit over the last 70 years.
He was very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
He
was a go-getter.
Yeah, exactly. He was like he was a cult leader. A lot of people.
Matt.
He was a really good con man.
He really wore his suits well.
Those suits were designed. You know who designed the Nazi outfit, the uniform?
You know who?
Hugo Boss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boom. Adam?
Mind raped.
I don't know. Like, his mustache, I mean, that's...
Solid, right?
Pretty groundbreaking material. Mm. Like, I don't know if you've noticed any of the new Michael Jordan commercials where he's, like, on the plane or somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's totally rocking that shit.
I don't know. He's in his underwear, but he's in other clothes, too. He's not just in his underwear.
What? Well, Michael Jordan has a Hitler mustache now?
He does.
He
what?
Has. Yes. And I thought it was like a fluke. Like the first time I saw it, this is the second year of his new commercial, like a different commercial. And the first time I saw it, I'm like, that can't be right. It's got to be a shadow or something. And now I saw it again, and he's got it again. I'm like, damn.
Isn't that kind of the ultimate fuck you?
Pretty
much. when Michael Jordan takes your facial hair?
Yeah.
Especially if, like, your entire, I don't know, your entire life work is based upon eradicating the world of Michael Jordan's people.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan says, hey, you know what? I like your mustache, asshole. I like what you got going on there. So Adam likes his mustache.
Yeah.
Matt says nice clothes. Jim gave some bullshit answer about Eva Braun. Pete, anything nice you want to say about Hitler?
Well, not many people know this, but his legs were very strong.
Really?
He worked them out daily.
Wow.
He could kick a hole through a car door.
Wow.
He could...
Those were back when cars were just steel, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, shit. And he had wood frames and everything. Yeah, wow. Yeah, he was... Yeah, Hitler... Had some son of a bitch legs. I'll tell you.
Steven Drago, fucking from Rocky IV, the workout sequence where he's doing his legs. That was actually stock footage of Hitler.
Right. Yeah.
That was just a day of the week for Hitler. Just getting up, hate the Jews, do my exercises, and figure out how to get rid of these.
Yeah, he's
fucking
pumping those fucking whatever you call them, squats.
Squats. Upside down squats.
Upside down squats.
Yeah, we got it, Jim. We've all seen Rocky IV. All right,
Brent.
I mean, if I had to say something nice about the guy, just be like, everyone's different behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how he treated his friends.
Okay.
You don't know, maybe him and Goebbels were like fucking...
Well, I feel like you're speculating now rather than saying something nice.
Well, what I'm saying is that Hitler despite all of the murdering, had a big heart. He was a good friend to a lot of people. When he died, a lot of people actually felt the loss.
Sure.
Well, that to Henry Himmler.
One more, Jim. One more. My compliment to Hitler, in my eyes, his legacy was his friendship.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot of best friends. That's not well known.
I judge a man by how many best friends he has.
Yeah.
And he had a good 6, 7, 8 best friends.
Yeah. I mean, there was this guy named Steve George.
Mm-hmm.
Best friend.
Remember, Ed Butler, the guy that did his dry cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of confided in him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, say what you want about his murderous tendencies.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, Steve George, Tenderloin Stevenson, or whatever you said.
You know what, though?
These were his best friends.
You know what they say when they're talking about, you know, when you're talking about sin, like when you say, like, you know, stealing a loaf of bread is just as bad as killing somebody?
Uh-huh.
Well, in that instance, like, you know, the lady that you know, kills one of her kids in a bathtub, that's the same as killing 6 million Jews.
It could be.
A sin is a sin.
A sin is
And Hitler
a sin.
Shouldn't be held not... I mean, he should be held as accountable as Susan Smith and the person that kicked the bumblebee.
Well, I just think that you should hear both... There's two sides to every story, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He maybe killed 6 million Jews.
Sure.
But, you know, ask his best friends.
30, yeah.
Ask his best friends what he was like...
Ask fucking Riptide Jackson.
Yeah,
he'll tell you.
What did he do at parties?
Got him out of a jam.
He probably showed up with a pinata and was like, hey, I'm Hitler. Check out my pinata.
Yeah, remember that one time what was his girlfriend's name in high school? Bethany Richardson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Remember when she, like, when her mom died and Hitler drove her to the dentist because her mom was dead?
Yeah, well, I mean, she still had to get to the dentist.
Right.
And in the 30s...
When you had a dentist appointment, you fucking showed up for that shit.
I mean, yeah. I mean, dental science or what have you was not as developed as it was then. If you made a dentist appointment in the 30s, you fucking showed up.
You show up. I don't care if your mom died. Have Hitler drive you. That's what I say. Have Hitler drive you.
Hitler would give you a ride. He'd pick up a hitchhiker as long as they weren't Jewish.
Going back to his mustache, I think it's kind of cool. Remember, like, all those old cowboy movies when they would have the mustache that was split down the middle?
Yeah.
Like the kind of like the Mexican, like the Federales had, like, those fucking McMars mustaches and stuff.
Right.
I think it's kind of cool. Hitler was like, oh, you want to see how I feel about this use of space in a mustache?
Exactly.
I'm going fucking negative.
It's kind of artsy.
Negative space. That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Right down the middle. Boom.
Yeah, totally.
Hitler.
So he, you know, I
best like, friend of the universe.
Yeah, Hitler was the best friend to a lot of people and a lot of people's best friend. A well-dressed man with a, I don't know, I'm going to say innovative mustache and fucks hot chicks. Sounds like a nice guy to me.
Mm-hmm.
What I know about him is nice. He sounds like a nice character.
I think he gave somebody his fruit cup once.
He actually, what's funny about that is Charlie Chaplin, they were in a theater class together, and Chaplin did it as a joke. And Hitler tried to convince Charlie Chaplin to wear that mustache, and he was like, no, Adolf, it looks better on you. You know, you have a better cheekbones and a jawline than I do. You wear it better. And Hitler, at first he was, you know, he didn't take compliments well because he was so humble. And then a couple times he wore it, and I guess it just stuck. It had like an aura of power to it or something, but yeah, it's them two are great friends. That might have been one of his best friends.
Yeah,
Charlie Chaplin.
Well, they used to split malts. They would get a malt with two straws,
gaze into each
Remember
other's
that?
Eyes.
You know what's funny?
Well,
is back
I
then,
mean, that's kind of gay, but.
But back then, they
back
didn't
in
have
the 30s,
the flavors.
There were no gays.
They didn't have the flavors they had now, so totally. I think a lot of the flavors.
Strawberry.
Well, there was like fig.
Fig.
Date.
Get the fuck out of here.
Pecan.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hitler didn't eat that shit.
Hitler ate strawberries.
Good fucking working man like
and
Hitler.
And poop, because Germans love poop.
That segment is called Say Something Nice About Hitler, and that's going to bring our show to a rousing end. As long as you're still listening to this bullshit, New Year's Eve, Triple Rock, Metallica, Torch Aspires, $20 Love, bunch of other bullshit. Matt Peterson will probably be there. Can ask him about his zip-up onesie, jeans, sweatshirt, outfit he's wearing.
They come in 2-packs.
Oh, no shit. So send in all your fucking emails, get the t-shirts, all that fucking good
shit.
Sign
up for the contest, for fuck Christ.
Sign up for the contest. Sign your fucking dad up. I'd like to meet your dad someday.
I would love if everyone should sign their dad up as well as themselves.
Tell you what, if you send us an email with your dad's phone number, we'll call him on the show. That's dead serious. If you send us an email, twincitiestank@gmail.com, with your dad's phone number and his name, I will call your dad on the show and we'll talk. You're dead to me, Mexico.